Imagine sleeping in the softest sheets you've ever felt. Now imagine them getting even softer over time. That's what you'll feel with Boll & Branch's iconic sheets. In a recent customer survey, 96% replied that Boll & Branch sheets get softer with every wash. So start getting your best night's sleep in sheets that get softer and softer for years to come. And you can try their sheets with a 30-night guarantee plus 15% off your first order with code Odyssey. So head to B-O-L-L and Branch.com today. Exclusions apply. See site for details.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
It's You Better You Bet with Ken Barkley and Nick Ashew on BetQL.
More and more teams' names are getting thrown into the mix. Now, we went over the odds earlier of what teams would be favored to get Kevin Durant, and nobody was talking about the Pelicans. And I saw this, like a minute ago, Bobby Marks on ESPN, and Tyler just brought this up too, Ken. They would be a team that's interested. They got a lot that they could throw back at the Nets if they want to. They got draft
picks. What would
you
want? If you were the Nets, what would you want? Talent. They want Bam from Miami. Well, they want Devin Booker from Phoenix.
Well, do they clearly want Brandon Ingram is going to be the – Brandon Ingram's the first thing you're going after. You want Brandon Ingram, 100%. Baby Durant. So you're just throwing in the guy that's
– Here's someone who is like 55% of the player that we just had. That sounds awesome. If they offered you Zion, would you want it?
I would. So you have to sign him to an I'm not big on Zion. I've never been a high on Zion just because I don't trust his long term. Yeah.
Not big on Zion.
Although I know now there's pictures out there, like, look how cut he looks. Look how great he looks.
Right? Okay. It's like Luka, your boy. Looks insane for the Slovenian national team.
Slovenia or Slovakia?
Which one is it? Slovenia?
Slovenia. Okay. Yeah.
Dude looks cut.
I hope people bet on him for MVP because that 5-1 is going to look real nice soon when people start to really see how insane of shape he's in. Like he probably lost 20 pounds. So yes, sometimes it matters.
For people who haven't seen the photos, Nick is not exaggerating. It looks ridiculous.
Like, I don't know if he just intermittent fasted or just cut all the carbs out and just ran a lot, but like he lost like 20 pounds. It's unbelievable. Like, I guess when you're 22 years old, it's a lot easier to drop that weight really, really quickly. But no, if you look at the Pelicans, so you got to think, you have to sign Zion to an extension. Brandon Ingram's already locked into his deal. Right. So that's fresh new money that's going to be coming in on somebody that's got an injury history, a really bad injury history. So that worries you, but you've got your own pick. Plus you have like a couple of pick swaps still with the Lakers from the Anthony Davis trade. If you're the Pelicans and young talent, I mean, it makes sense. You may want to get out the trade machine. We might have to figure out whether the Pelicans can work.
So the Pelicans call you and you're Sean Marks and they say, we'll give you,
I love when you do this, by the way. Can we just do this the entire show? I want you to randomly throw out trade scenarios to me.
Well, I'm sure
I'm going to be the
next. There's probably somebody out there that's like, talk about something different. Be like, great. Tell me what you want me to talk about. The John Deere classic is going on right now.
I promise we will talk about hot dogs tomorrow. We'll talk about hot dogs tomorrow.
Nick and I are also doing 4 hours tomorrow. Right. And maybe if Durant's not traded, nothing else might happen in the next 24 hours, by the way. Like if this like takes a while, we might come on tomorrow at 3 o'clock and be like, hey, that Royce O'Neal trade, that was something. That's like basically it. Jalen Brunson signs with the Knicks
Well, I will
obviously.
Say I've looked. So I do want you to know that I've looked and the Knicks odds to win the title have not changed since the Jalen Brunson 4 years, $110 million contract has broken. So as of right now, there is nothing on the market for the Knicks right now that has improved for them at all. Just in case you're wondering, has not moved the market at all.
The only other thing that I would say if there's one thing that I don't think we're going to talk about NBA until 7 o'clock, unless something else happens, and then we will. The only thing I want to talk about is baseball awards for like 20 minutes later, just because of Ohtani last night. It's like the only thing I want to do. Yeah. With this. Like if we did all NBA and that, and it's like, oh, well, like bets for tonight. There's nothing going on. Wimbledon's done for the day. Golf is not yet done for the day. First round leader JT Poston, by the way, given out on this show. Let's hope that holds. A couple guys chasing him at 4 under right now, with their back nine still to play. So we'll see how that goes. But like baseball, there's like 5 games tonight. There's like nothing going. This is the perfect day to talk about Kevin Durant absolutely this forever. Absolutely. I do want to talk about Ohtani by the end of the show though. So in case Tyler, Bill, in case I forget, I want to talk about Ohtani probably in the power hour for like 20 minutes. I want to talk about baseball awards for like 20 minutes and that's totally it. Fine. Other than that, like, and we should, and actually we do really need to talk about USC and UCLA. We actually do need to talk. It's not a betting conversation. Yeah. It's actually the opposite of it. It has nothing to do with betting whatsoever, but we probably need to, I guess, you know, power hour be a little packed. We'll get a couple other topics in there, but these fantasy trades, like New Orleans calls you and you're Sean Marks and they say, okay, hey man, like, we can work out some of the, we have all this draft capital. We'll give all of it to you. And we'll give you, you know, some other random.
So all of it means, hold on, let me pick up my phone. Hold on. I'm Sean Marks. You're David Griffin. Hello.
Yeah.
Hello. Hi, David Griffin.
Hi, Sean.
What do you have to offer me here? Hi.
Yeah.
Hey, David, how are you? I know. Yeah. He wants to trade. Yeah, I know.
Yeah.
All right, I'm
great. Okay. Sounds like you guys are in the market to get rid of a player. Usually we're the ones getting rid of the star player. Now we'd actually like to acquire one. The idea is I've been in your shoes, man. I know what it's like. Trust me.
It's tough.
Lost two of them and might lose a third. Let's see how the Zion extension goes. Yep. But he looks great, by the way. He's really in shape. I just want to let you know that. Mm-hmm. So it can be, you can take your pick. You can have all the draft capital. Right. You can have, here's the 2 picks still from the Anthony Davis trade and a pick swap. You can have some ancillary player that makes the contract work, and then you can pick. Okay. Do you want Zion or you want Ingram? Which one would you like?
I'll take Ingram, please. I would take Brandon Ingram. You can keep Zion and deal with his contract. We don't want to deal with any more of that.
100 times out of 100.
Would you really?
Yeah. Oh, yeah. Oh, I'm trying to hit a grand slam here. I'm not winning a title with Brandon Ingram. And who?
Who says you're winning a title with Zion Williamson? He's played 85 games his entire career.
Here's a fun way to frame it. What is the percent chance that Brandon Ingram can be the best player on a title-winning team? I think it's zero.
I mean, zero.
I think we've seen enough. I think it's zero. What is the percent chance Zion can be the best player on a title-winning team? If it's 1%, then I'm right.
I think you're selling Ingram.
And I think it's 1%. It has to be. It's way more than 1%, by the way. It's way more than 1%.
Yeah.
But it's even if it's 1%, we did the exercise at the start of the show. There's like 9 guys. Zion can still be one of the guys. He probably isn't going to be, but he can still be. I don't think Brandon Ingram can be
one. What is the percentage that you end up looking like the Lakers, but even worse, getting Zion Williamson and then he never plays because he's always hurt?
Well, I have Ben Simmons too. So now I just have a collection of players that don't. Now I have a bunch of guys that don't play. Ben Simmons and Zion, they just sit on the bench the whole time. Who cares? Our bench is going to be making about $100 million.
But see, that's my biggest concern too, is that you also then are going to have to do that rookie extension, which is still going to be a big deal with Zion moving forward. And that's going to be fresh versus Brandon Ingram's already had his big deal. Now, again, there's going to be more of that coming up down the road, but I've seen more from Brandon Ingram. I trust Brandon Ingram has a higher floor than Zion Williamson. Zion may have a higher ceiling, but there's that distance between the floor and the ceiling. And right now, if you're the Nets, you've also got to think of what's the best return that we can get here that's also going to solidify us, because it's clear they want to be in the playoffs. They still want to be a team that's not tanking. They wouldn't be asking for Devin Booker or Bam Adebayo in trades right now if they were just looking for a bunch of young guys and picks and we're going to totally gut this thing and rebuild. They don't want to go down that road. So I would take Brandon Ingram over Zion Williamson, because I at least know, I know what I'm going to get from Brandon Ingram. I know he's going to play. I know that he can be a guy that can go get you 25 a night. Can Zion? Yes. But Zion can also miss in another entire season. Like, the guy weighs 280 pounds. I don't care that he looked cut in the offseason.
Hey, you don't know that.
Show
you
me it down the road. And by the way,
you have no idea. Those are rumors. I'm David Griffin again. You don't know that. Our guy weighed him in at like 255. I got the report right.
Well, that's crap, David. You're lying to me. Don't lie to me, David. David, stop lying to me, okay? I don't believe
Sean,
you.
Sean, I'm not lying.
No,
I
know he doesn't. All right, I want you to put him on FaceTime right now, and I want to see him. All right, can you get Zion on a scale for me right now on FaceTime? If you can do that, then we'll talk. How about that?
You're breaking up. You're breaking up, Sean. Sorry.
Yeah,
I'll talk to you tomorrow. All
right, look, the Suns are calling. Hold on, I got to go. Right. And so are the Knicks. I'll see you later. All right, bye.
Selling a little or a lot? Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage, to the first real-life store stage, all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage. Shopify is here to help you grow. Whether you're selling scented soap or offering outdoor outfits, Shopify helps you sell everywhere. From their all-in-one e-commerce platform to their in-person POS system, wherever and whatever you're selling, Shopify is got you covered. Shopify helps you turn browsers into buyers with the internet's best converting checkout. 15% better on average compared to other leading commerce platforms. And sell more with less effort thanks to Shopify Magic, your AI-powered all-star. Shopify powers 10% of all e-commerce in the U.S. And Shopify is the global force behind Allbirds, Rothy's, and Brooklinen, and millions of other entrepreneurs of every size across 175 countries. Plus, Shopify's award-winning 24/7 help is there to support your success every step of the way. Because businesses that grow, grow with Shopify. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odysseypodcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odysseypodcast now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. Shopify.com/odysseypodcast.
Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can waste another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can conquer it. I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. Any road. The steeper, the better. Because my all-new Santa Fe is available with H-Track all-wheel drive, so I can hit the trail without a worry in the world. Heck, with three rows and best-in-class rear cargo space, I can pack the whole family in with all our gear. We've got available dual wireless charging for our phones, so we'll never lose touch with civilization, and we won't lose touch with the primordial power of Mother Earth. So which is it? Waste the weekend or do something a little more epic? And conquer it in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
I'm trying to think of anybody else. I got one for you.
All right.
They have no they have negative draft capital, so there's no way. What if would you trade Durant for a package centered around Paul George?
You talk about you know what Brandon Ingram is. I already know what Paul George is.
Yeah, they're both zeros for best player. I think there's a chance for Paul George and Brandon Ingram to both be the second best player on a title team. I actually still think there's a chance.
Oh, by the way, I like Paul George. Paul George is a great player. He's not a number one. Paul George
is he's like the 28th best player in the NBA or something. Maybe actually lower.
He's
than
a great
two, like the 35th.
He's a great two-way player, and we know that Kawhi can be a number one because he already dragged the Raptors to a title, and he won a title in San Antonio. So he's in a really great place where he is. Honestly, if I'm the Clippers, I'm not messing with what they have.
Okay.
I would tweak the roster, but they were almost a playoff team last year, and Paul George missed the majority of the season and then was in COVID protocols before their last play-in game. They didn't have Kawhi the entire season. And you add John Wall, who's going to be the third option at best on your team, which is that's solid for him. You can limit his minutes with Bobby Jackson there or Reggie Jackson. Not Bobby Jackson. It's been a long time since Bobby Jackson played in the NBA.
Wow, Bobby Jackson getting some on the show. Nobody expected that.
Bobby Jackson.
That King slander.
Man. Yeah. Let me tell you something, man. When Mike Bibby missed that season, Bobby Jackson is the starting point guard for those Kings.
Bobby Jackson's a great player. Now, he was great. Yeah.
He was really good. He was a spark plug. But yeah, if I'm the Clippers, I would leave that where it is. Because Kawhi and Paul George are still, I mean, I know they're younger than Durant. You got to think about that too. Like if you're some of these teams, you could say, get Kevin Durant.
Kawhi is 4 years younger than Durant. This is his age 30 season. Yeah.
Yeah, his age. Yeah, that matters. Durant's at the point now where he may get 2 years if you're lucky. And maybe Durant's already declining. The Nets may end up lucking out, and Durant may continue to show decline. I mean, that was what a lot of people were starting to talk about during the playoffs. I don't think that's fair. Boston just did a really good job defending him, and you didn't have enough help around him. That roster was a mess. You had no Ben Simmons. Like, it was a joke. So they just knew you just defend Kevin Durant the whole time. He looked great at the end of the regular season. But let's say 2 years from now, Kevin Durant starts to show decline. If you're a team considering trading for him, you got to look at what your window is. If you're the Clippers, you got Paul George and Kawhi Leonard still in the primes of their career. You can maximize that for 3 to 4, maybe even 5 years if you're really lucky. Although we know Kawhi Leonard will miss an entire season if he wants to again. There's always that possibility. But you got to think about the long term too. Like, the Suns are in a spot where this is our window now. If they keep Devin Booker and they have Paul George and then Kevin Durant, you make that trade because you know that the window is closing for Chris Paul, so you've got to make that trade now. But if you're the Clippers, I think I hang tight. I think I go and say, nah, we're going to work what we got and try to tweak the roster versus gutting this for somebody that may only give us a couple of years before his health starts to decline. And there's no guarantee with that, but there is that risk. And you know how this is in the NBA. Some guys, when that athleticism starts to go or they start to get nagging injuries, I mean, we're even seeing LeBron James now, who takes care of his health more than anybody else in the history of the NBA. He's starting to have injuries even catch up to him a little bit. So that makes it that much more difficult for certain teams. The Nets may luck out when it's all said and done with this.
It's possible. So, yeah, I mean, I think I agree with you. I think the Clippers are like, we're good, probably, or whatever we could give wouldn't be enough. Boston's probably like, we're good, even though they could put together a package that would be pretty appealing. Milwaukee's probably like, we're good, because they don't.
Oh, Milwaukee would be
31-year-old Middleton. Like, I mean, just like, I guess. But like, does Durant really want to play with Giannis? Probably not.
Although, let me tell you something, though. That is a good pairing. Because Giannis,
like, too much wingspan. The NBA would like outlaw that much wingspan. It's too much. Yeah.
It's unbelievable.
Too much just arm. There's just arm. The new logo for the Bucks would just be a really long arm. That would be the logo.
No, you know what it'd be? It'd be a wacky waving inflatable arm flailing tube man, and they would just have their arms waving around in the air the whole time. That would be their mascot. Ridiculous.
There's one other team.
Milwaukee, wacky waving inflatable arm flailing tube man. That's all that it is.
Jake, who's your Jake, what's your GM's name again? I forget.
Arturis Karnisovas.
Thank you. Arturis Karnisovas. Did I get that right? So you're Sean Marks and Arturis Karnisovas calls.
All right.
Says,
all right. Hey, Arturis, how are you?
Yeah. Great, Sean. I'm kids. I sound like this. I don't sound like how you think Arturis Karnisovas sounds. I sound just like this.
Okay.
I hear you're shopping Durant. I think we got something.
Yeah. So, all right, what do you got for me?
Sign and
trade.
You got
30 seconds, by the way. I got a lot of calls coming in, so you can't. Don't waste
Dan,
my time.
I gotta go do whatever Arturis Karnisovas does when he's not calling Sean Marks.
All right.
Sign and trade. Zach, we'll give you Zach LaVine.
Okay.
We'll give you Patrick Williams.
Okay.
Big time up and coming potential first team all defense in a couple of years. Gonna be great.
Mm-hmm.
Zach LaVine's still in the prime of his career. We'll give you Kobe White. We kind of
missed. Yeah, but remember Arturis. Zach's coming off a knee injury here. Zach LaVine's coming off of a knee injury. He was really unhealthy last year. I'm a little concerned about his health if we're going to make this trade.
So it's LaVine, Patrick Williams, Kobe White, and we'll give you a first round pick. What do you think?
Yeah, it's not going to move it for me. I'm sorry. The best guy in that, Zach LaVine, and I'm worried about his health a little bit. Knee injury, sore last year. It's dangerous. You know, the Pelicans called. They're going to give us Brandon Ingram. I'd rather take Brandon Ingram. Younger, healthier. You know, some other picks. They're giving us all the Lakers picks, too. You know the Lakers are going to be terrible. I think we can agree on that. Those jokes over there in L.A.
Can you believe those guys got Westbrook? Imagine doing that.
Oh, man. They're the worst. You know, they tried to give us Westbrook. We laughed at them. What a disaster. Yeah, I like your first offer, but it's not moving the needle for me. Maybe some more picks. Maybe we could talk again soon, but I just don't think it's going to work, man. Sorry. Oh, look at that. The Knicks are calling me again. God, they keep trying to give me Jalen Brunson.
The Knicks are just. I don't think we can agree
on the Knicks, right? The Knicks are idiots.
Right.
I know. Let me see if I can fleece those dopes to get their entire roster.
Right.
I'm going to try to fleece those idiots. Let me see. I'll talk to you soon. Tell the kids I said hi. All right, Arturis. See ya.
Arturis Karnisovas, family man, apparently, too. Who knew? who had any idea? Like, the number of options here, if they really want a star player, like, how many teams are even really in this? I mean, they're all calling. How many are in this? Really? Less than five?
And that's the hardest part, too, is that, like, when you have to trade a star, you don't get a lot back. So we're going to keep making fake trades because God knows there's nothing else to talk about in sports right now. Thank you, Kevin Durant. It's You Better You Bet.
It's You Better You Bet from BetQL. Download the BetQL app today to get the latest analytics to help you beat the sportsbooks.
Yo, Trey.
Kevin, what's up, man?
You know, I've been thinking, what would have happened if the NBA never vetoes the Chris Paul trade to the Lakers and we get CP3 in the same backcourt as Kobe in LA?
Well, you get a very happy Jack Nicholson, for sure.
And the Lakers probably win a bunch more championships. CP3 finally gets a ring or two or three. And the Kardashian empire is forever altered.
What did you just say? Hey, everybody, I'm Trey Wingo.
And I'm Kevin Frazier, and we're teaming up on a new weekly sports podcast from Wondery, Alternate Routes.
As former sports center anchors and current sports obsessives, we're consumed by all the what-if questions that make being a sports fan so excruciatingly fun.
If you're like us, then you also live and die on the fallout from every drop pass
or play call. Each week on Alternate Routes, we'll take a flashpoint in sports, break down what actually happened, then explore every alternate scenario and the ripple effects it would have caused.
Follow Alternate Routes on the Wondery app or wherever you get your podcasts. You can listen early and ad-free right now by joining Wondery Plus.